The word of God is a lamp by night and a light by day and a delight at all times. If we want to know the glory of God and experience the beauty of God, then we must live in the word of God. One word from God is able to contain an entire life-changing formula. God has commissioned Reverend Alex Barbin Kosa to preach the word of faith and bring the message of the gospel to the unbeliever. Supercharge your day with the word of God that will enable you to be rooted and built in Christ. Now, Reverend Alex Barbin Kosa.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, reading verse 1, 2, and 3. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land where you go to possess it, that thou might fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, you and your son, and your son's sons, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Verse 3, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that flows with milk and honey. Glory to Jesus. Precious one, I speak to you today on the subject obedience. Obedience is key. Obedience is very important. Our walk and our calling in Christ Jesus is founded on nothing more than obedience. The Holy Scripture opens by obedience, and it closes by obedience. The Bible is divided into two by obedience. All right? Into two by obedience. The first man, Adam, decided his destiny by his disobedience. And those who make it into the gate of the city of our Lord Jesus Christ on the day that he returns will be by obedience. Now, the scripture we read in verse 1, Moses emphasized the statutes of God and admonishes the children of Israel to do them or to obey. Obedience is measured not at the knowledge level, but at the doing level. If you want to obey, you do. You just don't have to know. If you know a thing and you don't do it, it is not obedience. What you know and do is obedience. At the end of the age, those who will enter the gates of the city and have the right to the tree of life will be those who did his commandments. Revelation chapter 22 and the verse number 14. Why is it important to obey the word of God, the statutes of our Lord Jesus Christ, the spiritual laws of the Most High? Why is it important? Number one, it is important because obedience to his word prolongs our days. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 2. If we want to prolong our days, you see, when the children of Israel were going into the promised land, that land had already been given to a people, a generation, a nation for many years. But because they were not in the way of the Lord, the Bible says that God chose to give the land to the children of Israel and to dispossess them and to remove them from the face of the earth, because they were not a people and a nation of obedience. All right? Now, if we will obey his word, will prolong our days in our inheritance wherein we have received of God. Number two, obedience to his word is what will bring mighty increment or quantum increase into our lives. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and the verse number 3. If we want quantum increment, you see, he says, hear therefore, Israel, and observe to do it. Observe to do it. It has to be intentional, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily. Oh, shale braki som pronto so. Increase mightily, not just an increment, a mighty increment, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee. So it means that there is a promise, an intention, and an orchestration in the realm of the Spirit to bring God's people into a realm of mighty increment. And that is only possible by obedience. Oh, glory to Jesus. In Isaiah 1:19, it says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. Precious one, if we want the best of the land, Many are wounded, hurting, struggling, confused. If we want the best of the land, we got to turn to obedience in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Obedience to His word will guarantee our preservation. Verse 24 of Deuteronomy chapter 6. And the Lord God commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that He might preserve us alive, as it is at this day. So obedience to His word will guarantee our preservation. He will preserve us. God will want to prolong our days, and therefore anything that will threaten our existence, that will threaten our lives, God will preserve us or build a shield around us against anything that will want to interfere in our lives negatively. All right? So obedience guarantees preservation. Number four, obedience to His word proves our righteousness. You see, the day we came to Christ, we were imputed with righteousness because we believed on Him whom the Father has sent. The righteousness of God was given unto us because our own righteousness is as filthy rags before God. We cannot present anything righteous to God on our own. And so the best God did for us is that He took our righteousness, threw it away, and then imputed to us or gave to us as a free gift His righteousness. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, glory to God for the gift of righteousness wherein we have received. But you see, righteousness is a nature that has been imputed to us. That nature must be put into action to produce righteousness. Okay? So the righteousness we have received is a nature. But the act of righteousness will only come when we put the righteous nature into action. So God is giving us the opportunity to obey so that we will put our righteous nature into action to produce righteousness. Kishobra, brandiste. And our obedience to His word proves that we have the nature of righteousness, because nobody can produce righteousness except first and foremost, He has the nature of righteousness. And precious one, if you can't do right, then there's a problem with you being in Christ. There's a problem. Then you have not believed right. You have what it takes to be able to do what is right before God. I have what it takes to do what is right before God. It is easy for me to do right than to do wrong. So it is with anyone born of God. So our obedience to His word, that is why if we struggle with obedience, there's a problem. We should struggle with disobedience because it is not in our nature to disobey God. Glory to Jesus. So obedience proves our righteousness. Number five, obedience to His word will make the world respect us as wise people of God. You see, the wisdom of God is encapsulated in His judgments, statutes, laws, and commandments. And you see, this world we live in is sustained by laws. And the spiritual world is sustained by laws, spiritual laws. All right? Now, our obedience to His word will guarantee that our uniqueness, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. What shows that we are not of the world? Because our principles, the laws and statutes that governs our lives, the values that governs our lives, are not ordinary laws. It's not natural laws. We are people that are employing spiritual laws in our day-to-day living. And that makes us unique and separate. That makes us special. For we are a chosen generation, royal priesthood, and holy nation, peculiar people who have been called out of darkness into the marvelous light of our Lord Jesus Christ to show forth the glory of Him who has called us. So our obedience to His word will make the world see it and then respect us as wise people of God. Obedience to His spiritual laws, statutes, judgment, and commandment guarantees our participation in the spiritual realm. As I indicated earlier, in the spiritual realm, all right? So We are employing spiritual laws. We are subjected to spiritual laws, not natural laws. So what will happen is that we'll begin to live supernatural life. All right. And that is where our uniqueness too will come in. Glory to Jesus. Precious one, I came to tell you, obedience is very important. It is too important. We cannot do away with it. And I came to tell you today that with all your heart, make it a point in your life that when you wake up in the morning, the laws and statutes of God, the Most High, is going to be what is going to govern your life, not what people say, not what your body tells you, not what the devil whispers to you. No, not at all. But it is going to be the laws and statutes of God. That is why every morning it is important to have the word of God with you, because one word from God is able to change your entire life. One word from God is able to contain an entire life-changing formula to bring you to the greater and superior destiny, which can and must be yours. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God enlarge you and cause you to walk in obedience all the days of your life. Open up your mouth and begin to bless God. Sapratikisha tepreni masoto. Kina magas tepreni andrasinda ngongo. Gazagazaga inkandengende. Embrendi zuza pratishi katuza bakatende le meneni. Mranda brandi zepreto stropo kusheshie. Reziza kaskaskandingi ndukishen tepremango. Zopo kofi ndukishu.
Thank you for listening to the Word of Faith podcast by Reverend Alex Barbinkosa. Our mission here is to bring the message of the gospel through discipleship, Bible discussions, and helping to answer new believers' questions, doubts, and difficulties. If you would like to hear more of this podcast message, contact us and subscribe to our newsletter on www.novusproject.org for more content to help you in your everyday life. Send us an email to info@novusproject.org. If you also want to partner with us to bring this content to unreached areas of the world or to your country, go to the menu and click donate or visit novusproject.org/donate.